Dalad de Cholamod Pesach. Kof Nissan, Thursday the 12th of April, Rabbi David Nosson Silkin. Nace and Teva, are they one and the same?
And the Tmoyes. He titled the Shir, Nes and Teva, are they one and the same? Be'ez HaShem, will see that the answer is yes and no. It's going to depend on how we define what's a Nes and what's Teva. We'll start with a famous Rambam in Parshas Bo. The end of Parshas Bo, the Rambam discusses many Yesodas. Every paragraph in the Rambam is a study in itself. We're going to concentrate on one Chelik of the Rambam. The Rambam is discussing there how all the Nisim that the Rebbe Yishim did in Mitzrayim disproved all the erroneous ideas that were prevalent then in the world, and how all the Nisim showed the Rebbe Yishim's Boire, Yochil, Mashkiach. He created, he's able, and he's Mashkiach, he knows what's going on in every Prat of the Bria. And then he shows the Ramban how every mitzvah, many of the mitzvahs that we do, are Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, from Kiddush to Tefillin, to Krishma, to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Each one is a study in itself. We're going to concentrate on a paragraph in the end, where he says, "Min anisim ha-gedolim ha-mufursamim," famous words, "Odom moide b'nisim ha-nistorim shehim yisoid ha-Torah kula." From the revealed nisim, the great spectacular nisim which the Ribbono Shel Olam did or does, mankind comes to be moida, to recognize the hidden nisim. Says the Ramban, "She'ein la'odom chelik b'teres Moshe Rabbeinu ad shenamin." Behold, v'rein mekreinu shekun nisim. A person has no chelik in teres Moshe until he believes that everything that happens to us are all nisim. Ein b'hem teva min hagash shel olam. There's no natural causes. Bein b'ram bein yochid. Elo im yasa mitzvah tzichenu schorei. One does mitzvahs, he receives his reward. Then yaver lenu yachsen onshe, he receives his punishment. Hakol b'gzeris elyon. Everything is from on high. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is orchestrating everything from on high. These are the words of the Ramban. And many times, this Ramban is compared or confused with a maimer from Abdesa Zechet Tzadik Ivrochu, which seems to say something similar, but Be'ez HaShem we're going to show that they're saying two ideas, which are not contradictory, but they're two separate ideas. There's a maimer for Reb Dessler. Reb Dessler's maimer is called Nes. Teva is Hester Nisim. What we call nature is really hidden Nisim. But Reb Dessler's maarech to explain that we, when one looks at the world, one assumes there's something called nature, and there's a mahalach to everything, there's a reason why there's gravity, and everything runs with a certain set of rules, and that's the way the Rebbeinu created the world, and that's the way it is. Says Reb Dessler, that's not the case. And the real truth is that Rebbeinu Shem is doing every single thing, and he only Beritzoni HaTov has he decided there should be something called gravity. And every time something falls to the earth, the Rebbeinu Shem is causing that to happen. And every natural phenomenon which you see in the Bria, really the Rebbeinu Shem is doing everything. So why is it called Teva? Because the Rebbeinu Shem wants to be able to hide, to be master himself, so we should have Bechira. So he does certain things with the rules that he has set himself, which follow a certain path. And he's masmid, like Chazanish says, he always continues doing that same thing. You'll always find gravity. You won't find the opposite of gravity, because the Rebbeinu Shem doesn't want to do something which is going to clearly show that he's running everything. But says Rebbe Dessler that you should know that there's no real difference for the Rebbeinu Shem between Nes and Teva. With the Rebbeinu Shem has to create the world every day. Mechalish b'tuvi b'cholim tomi, he's constantly creating the world, and he's constantly mechaya every facet of the Bria. But to us, there's something which we call Teva, and it looks like nature, but really it's missing. And with that, he explains the famous Gemara in Tainus of Chanina ben Doisa, who his wife ran out of oil, and she was madlik choymetz. And then Gemara says that Chanina ben Doisa turned around his wife and said, "Misha omala." Shemen shiyadlik, yomil lechoymetz shiyadlik. So Rebbeinu Shem says that oil should burn, then vinegar can also burn. Says Rebbe Dessler itself, that there's nothing intrinsic about oil which says it burns. The reason it burns is because the Rebbeinu Shem set a rule up in the Bria that it should burn. But for the Rebbeinu Shem to create choymetz to burn is just as simple. And therefore, there's really no difference between shemen lighting and choymetz. So why doesn't it work for us? So that's the experience. Chanina ben Doisa lived with such an awareness of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that for him, there was no point in Teva. Teva was superfluous for him, because he anyway recognized Rebbeinu Shem every facet of the Bria. So for him, for Chaimus to be Gdol, it was no different to him. There was no surprise to him. But most of us, who we live in the world of Hester, and we haven't yet come to that recognition, so the Rebbeinu Shlomo won't create for us something out of the ordinary that Chaimus should be Gdol, and that's what we call a Nes. And I've seen this idea compared to what the Ramban is saying over here. I've seen it in some Sforim. But L'chaira, we're going to see that Ramban means something different. Why would we say it's the same idea? The same words, seems to be the same words. The Rav Dessler says, Hateva is Nisim Yistorim. Those are the words of the Maimah. Those are the words. And Hateva, I think if you look at the title, that's what it says. Hateva is Nes Nister. And the same idea seems to be said here in the Ramban. She'ein la'odim mchelip teres ma'isha ad shenam chol dvarim k'rein. She'kulam Nisim ein v'em Teva. There's no Teva. It's all Nisim. But we're going to see that, as is often the case with the Ramban, when the Ramban says a Yisoid, you can often find it in other places where he elaborates on this idea. And this Ramban is mentioned in at least four or five places. So we're not going to go through all of the Rambans, but we'll bring a couple of examples to show that Ramban means something slightly different over here, and we'll show that it's not a contradiction to what Rav Dessler is saying. We'll see how they fit together. Be'ez Hashem. There's a Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha. Obviously, this is a topical theme. We're dealing with Nisim, Giluim, Pesach time. It's all about Nisim. So let's see if we can get clarity in this opinion. The Ramban says in Parashas Lech Lecha, the Rebbeinu Shem introduced himself to Avram Avinu, Ani Kel Shakai, the name Shin Dalad and then Yud. So what is this name? So Rashi has his pshatim, there's various pshatim. Says the Ramban, there's a pshat which the Ibn Ezra says, that the Loshen Shakai is Miloshen Shoydeid. Shoydeid, what does Shoydeid mean? Says the Ramban the following, that the Rebbeinu Shem has a system in the world which works with Teva, it works with Mazolis, Kechovim, certain koiches in the Bria which the Rebbeinu Shem set up. And that's what, with that he runs the world. But when it came to Avram Avinu and the Ovos HaKadoshim, the Rebbeinu Shem mishadad Marochis HaTeva, the Rebbeinu Shem manipulates and tweaked it, so to say, that even though it looked like it was running, things were like running their normal course, the fact was that Rebbeinu Shem was running it differently for the others. He saved them from Mechoma and Rov. And this unhug he had with the others. And he introduced himself to Avram, Ani Kel Shakai, I deal with you in a different way than I deal with everybody else. With you I deal with the Meshadeh, manipulating Teva for you. And this way that's why Avram Avinu didn't have children at first, then afterwards did. He lived in a completely different set of rules than the rest of the Bria. And says the Ramban, you should know there's two different types of Nisim. There's a type of Nes which Rebbeinu Shem does, which he uses the Shem Hashem, that's Yudkei Vovkei, which he created the world with. What type of Nisim is that? That's the Nisim of like Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yam Suf. Well, there he's completely changed the whole Seder of Teva. There's no resemblance even to nature. Dam Suf, Adea, Kriyas Yam Suf, these are things which are completely supernatural. But that uses the Shem, which is Yudkei Vovkei, which is used to, obviously, not as deep ideas here, we're just giving a basic, trying to understand the basic words of Ramban. He uses the Shem Hashem, Yudkei Vovkei, which with that he created the world, in order to do these great Nisim, that was at Kriyas Yam Suf. He says, but these Nisim, which he did with the others, is not with the Shem Hashem. That's the words it says in Parshas Vo'era. Vo'era el Ovis, el Rombis, Miyakim, Shmi Hashem, Yudkei Vovkei wasn't in use, so to say, in the plan of others. That was only later, which asked the Sisters, right? So as the others were alive, he was then Kel Shakai. So I don't know what that means. But they, it looks like nature, it works with the same rules as the natural Teva, but it's really easy. It looks like the same, but it's not really the same. When it's been behind the scenes in such a way where they are being dealt with differently. Then there are minds, kind of similar to the prophets and dollars in the system. Harsh and sovereign, the third hell runs, and keeps all the mitzvahs. But the one I see a prophet, the prophet is a shadow. If it's on, everything's going to be a problem. I'm going to be a time, but you know, I'm horrible. I'm going to be a problem. That's a solemn subject. My father's will be known, he'll be a rage, he'll be a produce. Seven and Ban, this is a little category. Where it also looks natural. That it's not a mess that people have good produce. But when you look at it, it looks interesting. Everybody's got good produce, nobody's dying, everybody's well. Or Chas v'Shalom, forget, everybody's ill, there's no rain. Like, and he quotes the pasuk. It says, Goyim are going to say in Parshat Tzavim, what's going on over here? They're going to be mishdomim, they're going to be astounded by what's going on. It will be apparent to everybody that something interesting is going on. Or opposite, if everything's going well, it's obvious to everybody that there must be something different here to how it was running next to us. It's going to be different to how things were running in England or in other countries at the time. And so that is a middle category. That means it's working within the natural. It's not crazy answer, it's not matters dumb. But at the same time, it's obvious that the Rebbeinu Shem is manipulating things. That's what he calls a pirsum of this and this stuff. Then the lowest category of messes is where to the onlooker, you wouldn't discern anything. It looks like two people are walking down the street and they're tripping over a branch. Says the Ramban, you should know that. We can also call that a mess, because it could be, let's say it was the obvious accusation of Avraham Avinu, that what happened to Avraham Avinu wasn't just a natural occurrence, we'll call that teva. That's also the Rebbeinu Shem's pulling the strings behind the scenes. So now we've got two issues to deal with. First of all, how does this Ramban, and there's a couple of Rambans that say the same idea, we can maybe show you one more if we have time. How does this Ramban fit with the Ramban, the end of Parshat Boy, which says that there's no such thing as Nisim? Everything is Nisim. Chol Dorein Mekrenu. And also, how is this going to fit with what Rav Adassa said, that there's no such thing as Teva? Everything is the Rebbeinu Shem running everything. So obviously there's an Arichas here, but we'll try and get clear on what we can. And when one has time, you can look through the Rambans to be marked in the Inyan. This idea I've also discussed with other Talmidei Chachamim. I think that the pshat is like this, that the Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha, where he says, Ani Kel Shakai, the Rebbeinu Shem is meshadad and manipulates the Teva, that was in the time of the Ovis. The time the Ovis were different to everybody else. They had a special Anhoga, which wasn't under the Mazolas, under the Teva. That was a separate Anhoga. After Matan Torah, when the Rebbeinu Shem put us into a system of, well, we must keep the Torah, there's a whole system of Shchava Inish, as the Ramban says in Parshas Boy. And the Ramban, when Ramban said Ingwem Teva in Hoga Shalom, what the Ramban means is that us Yidden, who've received the Torah, if once we've received the Torah, we are in a different system to everybody else. We're in a different system to the rest of the Bria. Now everything is worked out kafi what we do. Our actions are going to decide, are going to be the decisive factor in how the Rebbeinu Shem is going to deal with us. And that's the Lashon of the Ramban. One has no chelik teres meisha ad shenami b'chol dvareinu mekreinu shekulam nisim ein b'em teva. We have to know that when the Rebbeinu Shem is dealing with us, then everything that happens to us is nisim. Meaning, what does the word nisim mean here? We could call this hashkocha prophets. The Rebbeinu Shem has got a special system how everything is supposed to happen to us. Either it's yischa, as he says, if you do the mitzvahs, you're going to get yischa. If you do the averis, you're going to get hakum gzeris elyon. And then the Ramban himself compares this to the brochas of klolas that are mentioned later in Parashas Kisavu. So here the Ramban's saying something quite clear. That when there's mana ovois, only Avraham Avinu, Yitzchok, Yaakov, they had an hoga where the Rebbeinu Shalom dealt with them in a specific manner. The rest of the Bria were under the mazola, so to say. Now, after Mandira, we are also in that category of the ovois, where the Rebbeinu Shalom is dealing with us in a very specific manner. Feel our meisim. I mean, this could also be understood with the yisoid of Ein Mazal Yisrael. Similar idea, where Klal Yisrael are not under the mazolas; they're not within in the general system. I'll tell you one more Ramban, which backs up this idea. There's a very interesting Ramban in Parshas Vayera. The previous one was in Vayera. There's one in Vayera, where the Rebbeinu Shalom says, "Hamachase ani me'Avram Isa she'ani yosem." Rebbeinu Shalom is about to destroy Sodom, and he wants to tell Avram Avinu before. And the lashon of the pasuk is, "Ki yodatif Isa she'isaves bon of Acharon." I have known him. What does that mean? It says the Ramban, the words "ki yodatif" actually mean. He brings various pshat, but he says actually word means actually to acknowledge him, to have a clear. To have him on the forefront of his mind. In what sense? So the Ramban says, let's see if I have the put the Lashon, here we are. Yirim with ki yidias Hashem shehi hashkachos ba'ol mashavu hi lishmer ha'klolim. What the Rebbeinu Shem has a knowledge or is controlling what's going on in this world, hu lishmer ha'klolim. to generalize, to guard the general running of the world. V'gambani odom munochim boile mikrim. And mankind can be left to mikrim, which sounds like happenstance. Ad boyes kudosom, until it's their time to depart from the world. Amo v'chassidov yosom elav libo elodas isu b'fraf. His chassidim, those who he loves, those are the people he deals with on a very specific personal level. And that's what he meant. I have known him. He means Rabbeinu Shlomo knows Avraham Avinu more than he would know others. He's got his mind focused, so to say, kiviyochel, on Avraham Avinu more than others. Again, strong language over here. Menochim boi lemikrim. Other people are left to happenstance. Doesn't sound like the Ramban in Parashas Boy at all. And it certainly doesn't sound like Rabbi Dessa. So the first point we said, Menochim boi lemikrim, that could be talking about other people. And the Rambani Pashas Boy, we said, we're talking about Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are not in a system of mikra at all, of happenstance. Everything is Hashgachah Pratis, like you mentioned. How does it fit with what Rabbi Dessa is saying? So there's a sefer that came, was produced a number of years ago from Yisrael Eli Weintraub, Zecher Tzaddik Bracha. He was quite a hidden person, a person who knew all the much of the deep secrets of the Torah. But he has quite a few mamorim where he explains basic Hashgacha. He was a person where Gedolei Yisrael used to go and speak to him in Yom Hashgacha. The Stipel used to go to him when he had something unclear, used to go and ask him. And he's got a mimer about how to understand these two ideas together. How do you understand this Ramban, this type of idea of Hashgacha Klolis, Hashgacha Protis? How does this work? And the Ramban in Parshas Boy. I'm not sure he brings the Ramban in Parshas Boy per se, but he has an idea which he bases on the Ramchal. Very interesting Ramchal. And Ramchal says the following. He says there's two ways you can take, let's take a cow for example. You can take an individual cow, which is created obviously for a purpose. We don't know exactly what the purpose is, but it obviously has a purpose. The Bench doesn't create anything without a purpose. And let's just for argument's sake say there's 50 million cows in the world. Every cow, every chedek of the Bria, let's take this cow. There is a certain plan for it, and it exists within a certain framework. And the Rebbeinu will be mechayet, and it will decide whether it should be healthy, it shouldn't be healthy, when it should, how long it should live. And of course, it cannot exist without the Rebbeinu wanting to exist every second. But it's much more general. That means there's a general plan which the Rebbeinu has, and this behemoth exists as part of the general plan. It's one of 50 million. And then you could have the Min HaAnushi, says the Ramchal, human beings, Klal Yisrael, where they're not just another person. It's not one of 10 million. Every single person is a person, an individual for himself. To give a rough example, let's say you have a gardener who's going to mow his lawn. So I don't know how many blades of grass he's got on his lawn, but every blade of grass needs to be cut. But you wouldn't say, I'm cutting this grass, this one, I'm not looking at each blade of grass in itself, it's part of the lawn. But then you'll have the gardener who's got the specific plant, the tropical plant he keeps in the garden. That plant he looks after completely separately. That's got its own watering cycle, it's got its own cheshbon, that's completely different. Says the Ramchal, most of the Bria, they are, everyone, the Benshem is looking after them as a separate unit, but as part of the clan. Every cow needs what he gets. But the cheshbon that the Rabbeinu Shalom is using, and where it should be, whether it should be healthy or not, that is, as a general member of the animal kingdom, it's got its place, but within the general picture. Mashain King, he says, when it comes to human beings, when it comes to Klal Yisrael, specifically, like we're mentioning, there the Rabbeinu Shalom takes every individual, the Baruch and the Yankel, and he says, who are you? What have you done? What are you doing? And according to that, there's tailor-made treatment as a person, individual, but ashehu la'atzmai. Not just as a part of the general picture. The Rebbeinu is looking after him as an individual in his own right, and he's so to say, stands on his own pedestal. The Rebbeinu has tailor-made for him a whole plan of action, which is not to do with the person next to him. Which comes out like this. That you could be walking down the road, and you see two people tripping over the same planch. One of them's name is Baruch, the other one's name is Barry. And to you it looks like the same thing. They both tripped over a branch. But in essence, what the Ramban will tell you is that there's two things going on over here. The fact that Barry tripped over this branch there is a reason why he tripped over. But you can't say it's for the same system why Borov tripped over the Brahman. Barry trips over the Barch because he's part of a general picture. The Brahmins have got a whole system. We don't know what the Cheshbonis are, but there's a whole general system, and that's the reason this had to happen. Baruch might have tripped over that branch, a completely different set of rules. It could be because he needed a certain Einish, which he'd done some sort of Maisa, and the arrangement Taylor made, and it, to us it looks all the same. It looks like this is what we would call Teva. But the fact is, one is what we call Ashkocha Klolis, and one is called Ashkocha Prats. For the Goy, as Ramban says, although there, and especially in the time of the Ovis, there was just, everything had a plan, and the Brahmin was doing everything. But it's part of the much larger picture. When you come to the Yid, the Brahmin is taking each person and saying, what do you need? What do you need? And we have to know that every single thing that we're doing is Chav Oynet, there's a Cheshman. So now let's come back to the... Let's come back to the Ramban we started with in Parashat. What we're supposed to take out from the Nisim HaGedolim HaMitusamim, the Ramban says, is that there's no such thing as Teva. There's no such thing as Teva. Ein Odom Chele B'Teres Mesha Ad Shinam Nechol Dvarein Mekrein Shekul Nisim. According to what we're explaining over here, what the Ramban means to say is that we as Yidden have to reflect when we see great Nisim, we see the Rebbeinu is really running every facet of the Briya as he showed them in the Makkos. Then we have an idea that the Rebbeinu Hashem is in the Chai. If he can change and manipulate the Briya completely, then he could definitely be running the day-to-day life that we have. El Yasa HaMitzvah Yatzichenu Schorim Din Yav Alein Yachusenu Onshu HaKub Zeris Ech. Rebbeinu Hashem, well, that's the Munna, even though we don't always understand it, we don't always see it, it's not easy to see. The true Emunna that Ramban is telling us is that if somebody bangs his finger, or as the Gemara says, puts his hand in his right pocket to take out a coin, and really the coin's in the left pocket, you should know that was with the Cheshbon. That cannot be said. That Cheshbon will not be the same Cheshbon for the good. He might have a different Cheshbon, but it's not the same system. That system is called Mazel. And that Mazel means that the Rebbeinu is running a certain system in his plan, and that's how he runs the world for the Goyim, and that's what we call Teva. That's the box. That's what it means. The Rebbeinu not doing it. Coming back to what Rebbeinu is saying, Rebbeinu is not seriously at all. What Rebbeinu is saying is that even in the system of Mazel, and in the system of Teva, the Rebbeinu of man, every single facet of the breathing of Rebbeinu is doing that as well. There cannot be an existence of the world, anything in the world, that Rebbeinu is constant in the Chaya, the atoms and the electrons are broken, that all the Rebbeinu is doing that constantly. But it's within a different frame. And that Chaya, what the Rambam means in Parashat Vayera, where he says a person's Menachem Mikri happens by itself. The point of what we're saying, he doesn't mean. He means in relationship to what's happening to the others, or to Yidden, we will call that Mikri. That means the person, who's never not well, or faggot, or is prosperous, we wouldn't call that Mikri. That we call Hashgacha Pratis. In relation to that, the Goy would call that Mikri, because he's not got the same Hashgacha Pratis, where the Rebbeinu Shem singling him out and say, oh, you deserve this, we don't deserve that. That's what we call Mikri. But Avada, it's not really Mikri, of course the Rebbeinu Shem is doing that too. And that's what the Professor was doing. And the fact that Chomitz is Doyler, the Rebbeinu Shem has to, that Shemin is Doyler, that the Rebbeinu Shem also has to. So there really is no stira in Nidin Yomim. Of course, the famous song in the record left by the Rosh Hashanah comes from Mal Shem Tov, where the famous story of the leaf falling off the tree, falling on the worm, and the little song, the famous idea, where there the Mal Shem Tov was concentrating on the idea that the Rebbeinu Shem would do every single thing for it. And this is the same idea of destiny, and that's true. And everything is drop of man. What the Ramban is not saying something. What the Ramban is saying is that the system is a living system. The plan that we have for the leaf, the plan we have for is working in a leaf framework. The framework for Kalisol is out of the leaf, and it works according to the action. While it doesn't, a cow's actions or an animal's actions are not going to make any effect on what happens to the cow. Much thinking, as a human being, or Kalisol, their actions will affect. The fact that this is the limit that we're supposed to be taking out of the Nisim, and this is the duty to understand that all our lives are run by Nisim. And that's why I did Sri Sa'ina also, but it goes straight into Sri Sa'ina, which is also going from spectacular Nisim, working on the ground, and understanding that even so, the direction is causing our crops to grow when they shouldn't grow. That's why I did all these things.
tomorrow. And Mr. Shabbat, the Rebbe should once again show us the spectacular Nissan station in Novi. The station has some already as well, the third special one, the Rebbe should be here. Again, he's going to show us this in greater even than he's missing. And Mr. Shabbat, the Rebbe should be here. And we all see the fact that Shabbat, the prophet, the favor, in our government.
That's all.